This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
It is such an honor for me to have on the 18th Sergeant Major of the United States Marine Corps, Sergeant Major Ron Green. Thank you, sir, for being on the show. A really, truly an honor to speak with you. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. It's an honor to be here with you.
We have a great event coming up. The Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, and Toyota are going to honor 3 inspirational veterans as part of their honorary captain ceremony, and you will be recognized as an honorary captain of the Eagles and the Toyota Salute to Service Game at the Toyota Salute to Service Game coming up. This is really special. Sunday, of course, 8:20 p.m. kickoff. How does this feel?
It feels amazing. It's an amazing opportunity, you know, to be a part of this event and honor our veterans during this salute to services game, and to work with, you know, great organizations like the Philadelphia Eagles, and not only support the veterans programs, but they also want to utilize their platform to let employers know the importance of hiring service members and spouses. So that's a great opportunity.
And your story is amazing. You served for more than 36 years in the United States Marine Corps. You joined the Corps in 1983, and you have received the Distinguished Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, with Meritorious Service Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal with 4 gold stars, Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal with 2 gold stars, and of course, if you would, sir, the significance of the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, selected by the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Tell us about the role. It's an incredible role.
The office of the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps is it's an office that belongs to everyone. All the warriors, the active duty reserve, all the veterans, all the families, all the civilian Marines. I mean, I actually would tell everyone, I actually work for all of you. You don't work for me. You don't actually work for the Commandant. You work for the Marine Corps. You work for the nation. Our job is to make sure you have, you know, what you need to do your job, and to make sure, you know, that you're safe. And transition was a huge part of that, you know, during my time in service in uniform. And I continue to serve. That's what brought me, you know, to hiring our heroes. I connected with them in 2012, and I knew that it was going to be something great for the transition of military members. And it has been truly that. And I was, you know, asked to come on with them. I retired December 31st of 2019. I sat down with them. We talked. And there was no question about whether I wanted to come on. It was about, hey, what do you want me to do? And they asked me to be a, you know, personal branding ambassador. And that's my role. That's my role. And it's a great opportunity for a worthy cause, to help, you know, transitioning service members and their spouses that seek employment, get in contact with the employers, help the employers understand, you know, all the jargon and the resumes, help the service members understand exactly what it is the employers are looking for. And that's the connection we go about making. In 2012, Harna Heroes and Toyota launched a personal branding initiative, you know, to help veterans and military spouses define and communicate their personal brand to potential employers, because that's not easy. When you talk about, you know, the jargon we speak, all the acronyms, I'm not in the civilian world now. I work with Southwest Airlines in the technology department. Let me tell you, the language is totally different. The culture is somewhat different, because in the military, all across our services, you come into the military, and the military works very hard in the very beginning to help you identify with the mission is about the nation, and it's about the service that you're serving and those you serve with. In my case, the Marines, to my left, to my right, my back, to my front, that's what's most important. It sort of shifts down the me and the I, you know, and you never utilize those words again. And I did that for 36 years. And then I came up on retirement, you know, December 31st, well, actually July 26th, I gave up my position as a Sergeant Major in the Marine Corps and started the same transition process that every service member goes through with my family. And the hardest part was the unknown, because at that time I wasn't connected to any job. I had a lot of connections. I had a degree, you know, in technology. But still, even with that, 36 years, it doesn't matter whether it's 36 or 4 or 2 or 3, that stripping of your identity to identify with the needs of the nation, the security, the liberty of the United States, we're all in. And then when it comes down for you to transition, you need to recollect that identity and be able to translate that for employers. And that's what this is all about.
Sergeant Major Ron Green, the 18th Sergeant Major of the United States Marine Corps, the Hiring Our Heroes Toyota Ambassador. It's really important what you say about the transition that our heroes have to make into the private sector and how much support that they need. And that's entirely what this program is about. And it's such an important program. You're a very modest guy, though. I do want to mention, though, your rank of the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, selected by the Commandant of the Marine Corps to serve as his advisor and as the preeminent and highest-ranking enlisted Marine with a protocol equivalency of a 3-star general officer. So it's for you to then give your time and attach your name to this program, to the Hiring Our Heroes program, which, of course, we'll be celebrating this weekend at the Eagles game. That says a lot, and it says a lot about how much you care about those who've defended our country, and now we have to be there for them. And employers should know, right, that they are going to get somebody who is a hard worker, who believes in honesty and integrity, who's going to work really hard to make sure that that they do a great job in the workplace.
You're absolutely right, Rich. You're absolutely right. And I want everyone to know that veterans are now ranked in the top 3 recruiting target for companies across the nation. In the top 3. That's where we've gone, you know, since this venture started with Hiring Our Heroes back in 2011, 2012, in the top 3. That says a lot. And I'll tell you, the Toyota, you know, organization is committed to advancing the mobility of military communities as they enter back into the civilian world. Hiring Our Heroes actually started, and Toyota built this resume engine. It's called resumeengine.org. It's a digital resource that creates or helps veterans, you know, define and translate that whole experience that they've lived into something that employers can understand. The centerpiece of that resume engine is the builder, the resume builder. And it's preloaded with thousands of military written experiences and education description bullet points for specific military specialties, schools, and awards. All that jargon has to be translated over to something employers can understand. That resume engine allows us to build our resume in less than an hour. And I can tell you, I utilized that resume engine to build a resume that got me hired on the Southwest in the technology department. And just by fate, I was traveling with Hiring Our Heroes back in September of last year at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And Microsoft, a retired General Cortez at Microsoft, asked me to go over and talk to the Marines that were about to transition in the Microsoft Software and Systems Academy. And I was speaking to them, and Southwest was coming behind me. And one of the recruiters there, talking to the young Marines and sailors or whoever was, you know, transitioning from the services in that room, he actually had served in the Marine Corps in the 90s, and he knew what position I was holding at the time. And he stopped me afterward. He asked if he continued to talk to me. I sent him a resume, resumeengine.org, already done, spit that out to him like on the spot, emailed it to him, he took it back, called me the next day and said, hey, we'd like to hire you. And I said, you know, what time frame are you talking about? He said, oh, the next 3 weeks if you'd like to come on. I said, nah, I'm on terminal leave, and I've served 36 years and I'm not doing anything before December 31st. So I sat there and did my total transition with my family. And that, I want to pass an opportunity on and encourage the Warriors and the families and let them know that, hey, number one, have a plan. Because there's nothing like the unknown after you've served and your identity has been with the nation. And there's nothing that it's the best thing for the nation and the military to strip that identity, because we go to combat, we fight together, and we pledge to each other that I'm willing to give my life in the defense of yours. I have your back because I know you have mine. And then our families are back here when we go forth and deploy, and they're holding it down back here. And our spouses absolutely deserve that opportunity. And Toyota and Hard Eye Heroes have given them just that. And the more than 1,100 employers out there working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Hard Eye Heroes, I'd like to thank them and invite other employers that are listening on to that opportunity by going to hardeyeheroes.org, looking at the site, finding out how you can give back. And for everyone listening that says thank you to a veteran, that's great. We appreciate it. But if you really want to thank the veterans, go out there and support those organizations that actually are looking to hire or help the veterans in any way they can. So I just want to get that out there, Rich, and tell you it's a great opportunity, man, to be here. And it's a pleasure. I'm no hero by no means. By no means, Rich. I know some, and I've known some. And you've had some on your show. I mean, you've had some real heroes on this show. I don't know how you got me. I mean, I don't know whether you couldn't get one this year. But, hey, I'm glad you picked me, because I want to tell the story of those warriors and their families. And I couldn't be more honored to serve this nation.
Well, I could not be more honored to have you on this show, sir. So thank you for that. And you will be recognized, and so well-deserved, honorary captain of the Eagles at the Toyota Salute to Service game, along with two other amazing people, too. Staff Sergeant Rico Roman, U.S. Army veteran, and Naval EOD Officer Lieutenant Brad Snyder. The three of you will be the honorary co-captains of the Eagles this weekend. Sunday, November 1st, 2020, 8:20 p.m., kickoff. The Eagles and Toyota will honor three inspirational veterans as part of their honorary captain ceremony. One of them on the phone with me, a real legend, Sergeant Major Ron Green, the 18th Sergeant Major of the United States Marine Corps. Sir, God bless you. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. I mean, you're an inspiration. You really are. You are an inspiration.
Hey, Rich, I'll tell you this, you know, I'm humbled by the opportunity. God bless you and the entire organization that's hosting this. God bless our nation. And, hey, I'll be there for kickoff. I'll be watching, and I'll be rooting them on. Thank you very much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.